was really good. Okay, folks, I'm going to share a little bit from Psalm 46. And the words that I wanted to begin with were stop and think. All right, stop and think. Stop and think. That's kind of the theme of what I want to share about this morning. I wonder, have you just thought about how different the world... Oh, it's not working? All right, sorry.
Oh, there we go. We'll start again. Facebook Live, that's really good advertisement for the church. Okay, very good. How different the world would be if we just stopped and thought. Okay, stopped and thought. And this has happened to me a few times, right? I can remember when I was a teenager, and I was at, you know, the way, you know, that you go to these socials. Remember, did anyone go to socials? Okay, weren't they great? Oh, man. And then what you would do is you go to these socials and you'd stay to the middle of the night, and then you would go to somebody's house that you hardly even know. And I remember being at somebody's house, and I'll never forget sitting beside a girl, right, who was drinking a cup of tea. And somebody asked her, what time is it? And she went, oh, and just poured like boiling hot tea on herself. And she wasn't even wearing a watch. Absolutely. And you just thought, if she'd only stopped and thought, okay, if she'd only stopped and thought. I'll never forget myself and my mum coming out of a shop one day, and we went in and got into my dad's red car, and we were sitting there for a good 10 seconds before we realised that the man in the driver's seat was not my father. And it wasn't even the same type of car, okay? And if only you just stopped and thought. And then you'll all know, I was just trying to think of that moment. If we move on to the next slide, you'll maybe remember this moment in the history of football where David Beckham did a silly thing at the World Cup, didn't he? He flicked up his heel and kicked an Argentinian footballer and was sent off. And you just thought his life just was very difficult after that. You just thought if he'd only stopped and thought. And I'm sure we can all tell stories where we wish we had just stopped and thought about stuff before acting, or stopped and thought about stuff before we said something stupid, or just stopped and thought a little bit more. And in our Christian lives, stopping and thinking is really, really, really important as well. Really important. I wonder, is there anybody here that's really bad at stopping? Okay, you know, that you just really like to be on the go all the time and busy all the time. Like, nobody really monotasks anymore. We all multitask, don't we? You know, where we've got the TV on, but we're also maybe watching a YouTube video on our phone, and we're also, you know, kicking the cat. Or, sorry, you shouldn't do that on Facebook Live. No, we don't do that. Okay? And, you know, looking after the children or whatever. Like, I am desperate for trying to do too many things at once. Always trying to do too many things at once. But it's important to stop. But it's also important to think. I don't know if you're one of these people, as soon as you get a chance to stop, the last thing you want is to watch some, like, intellectual geography program or some deep documentary. You just want to stick on Netflix, find the most brainless thing you can possibly find, and just not think. Switch your brain off. But as Christians, it's really important that we stop and think. And if we move on to the next slide, there's this very important verse that Richard read to us, Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. Be still means stop and think, I am God. Okay? Stop and think. How good are we at stopping and thinking? And we're talking about all these different kinds of prayer, and we'll be speaking about that again this evening in Marilyn. And this kind of prayer, stopping and thinking prayer, is called meditation or contemplation. Stop and think. Stop and think. I wonder, does stopping and thinking, meditation or contemplation prayer, fill you full of dread? Okay, I mean, there's so many people from the history of the church, and I've got about, you know, 20 of them written out here, but I won't read them all to you. There's a famous Methodist in the history of the church, a guy called William Bramall, and he was famous for how long he spent in stopping and thinking, personal holiness. And he attributed all his success in preaching to how much time he spent. And people said he spent more time on his knees than on his feet. Okay, more time on his knees than on his feet. He would spend 4 hours in single seasons of prayer. Okay, there was a guy called Bishop Andrews, spent 5 hours in prayer. There's a guy called Henry Havelock who spent 2 hours each morning with the Lord. There's a guy called Dr. Judson, and he said, he's a missionary in the 1800s, he said, we should arrange our affairs that we can leisurely devote 2 or 3 hours, not merely to reading our Bibles, but to communion with God, okay? Stopping and thinking. And, you know, when I hear that, I just think, I could never do that. I could never spend 5 hours just, you know, stopping and thinking, not reading my Bible, you know, just communion with God. It seems so difficult. Even 2 hours, okay? Put up your hand if 2 hours seems like a lot of time to stop and think a day, all right? Yeah, it's a lot of time, isn't it? Put up your hand if you really don't think you could meditate for 2 hours, okay? A few of us. Well, here's the reality, folks. I want you to think about this. Well, it was only a few months ago where Eliza was at something, right? And all these children, while the parents had their coffee and scones, right? All these children were just sat in front of Peppa Pig, sat in front of a screen, right? But the real worry was that all the children left and started to go off and play with toys. But Eliza was just left there on her own, just fixated on the screen like a little zombie, all right? She was meditating. She was stopping and thinking about Peppa Pig in such a way that everybody else disappeared and she was still watching it. And you think about it, you couldn't spend 2 hours meditating, but what do you do when you go to the cinema? You switch your phone off, well, some of us switch your phone off, you should. You know, you have food that you don't even have to look at as you eat it, okay? You fix your eyes on the screen, you suspend all reality and enter fully into this massive thing in front of you, and you just watch for 2 hours, maybe more, okay, if it's extended edition, Lord of the Rings, and you just, like, that becomes your primary monotask, stop and think, that's all that matters. And you've maybe built yourself up all day to watching this thing or all week to watching this thing, and it's total stop and think meditation. And if we can do that for the extended edition of Lord of the Rings or Peppa Pig or whatever, should we not stop and think, even if we start with 10 minutes, stop and think about the Lord? Should we? I think we should stop and think. Because here's the reality, folks. There's a verse from Psalm 19, verse 14, where David says, he says, may the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight. And that means that we sometimes stop and think about things that aren't pleasing to him. We sometimes stop and think about things that do not please him. And David says, may the stuff that I stop and think about be pleasing to God. Let's fill our minds full of stuff that is good. But the lovely thing is that maybe some of us feel, no, we need some visual aid. We need something to help us to stop and think so that our minds don't wander and monkeys don't start jumping about in our brains and we think about 900 other things, like the dust on the skirting board or something, right? Or whatever your brain goes to when you're stopping and thinking. And here's just a few things that help us to be still and know, help us to stop and think. If we move on to the next slide. Okay, who just loves nature as a way? Ah, yeah, these are all big nature fans. Okay, nature as a way of just stopping and thinking. You know, maybe it's important to realize that, you know, I mean, A.W. Tozer, we talk about him every single service. He put a boiler suit on and lay on his face on the ground for hours in the day. Right? Many of us won't do that. I don't have a boiler suit. Okay? But what might be good is we go outside and we use what God has created just to remember what an incredible creator he is. Maybe we should, like, where we sit down to open our Bibles, maybe we should have, like, some beautiful flowers growing next to where we do that, or something, or do it by a window so you can look out at the majesty of his creation and remember that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. And they can all be pointers to our incredible creator. What about this next one? Who really finds that music helps them connect with the Lord? Put your hand up. Okay. isn't that, you know, maybe you should invest in some super duper headphones, okay? And just soak in the presence of God and just stop and listen to some glorious music. Sometimes it's better to listen to music when you really want to focus on Him and Him alone. Sometimes it's good to listen to music with no words. Stuff that's just beautiful and just points to the Creator that allows you just to focus on Him, to be still and know that He is God, to stop and think about who He is. But above all, the best thing that we can do is use this book to stop and think. And what I want to encourage you folks is, what if, right, and there's people at home on Facebook Live tuning into this now, which is great, but this actually is a little opportunity, okay, where we might find ourselves a little bit freer than we normally are, okay? Can I encourage you to get into this word, to stop and think? Things might just slow down a little bit over the next few months, and it might be a great opportunity to get into the word. And can I encourage you, read this as much or maybe even a little bit more than you listen to media or you endlessly search on social media for more people talking about this. Get into this book because it's about being still and knowing that He is God. I wonder, have any of you watched a really sophisticated movie called Lego Movie? Okay, has anyone watched that? If we move to the next slide, there's a great scene in the Lego Movie. I know that's quite hard to see, sorry. But we're basically, there's a pilot, and suddenly he hears in his plane a noise behind him, and it's not been told to turn the plane round and don't go to Spain or whatever, okay? He's been told that it's Joker, okay? It's the Joker coming up behind him. And it's a great little scene in the Lego Movie where the Joker says something really scary, and the pilot just looks blankly at him. And he says, "You should be terrified," the Joker says. And the pilot looks blankly at him and says, "Why?" And Joker says, "Because I'm going to take over the city." And the pilot says, "No, you're not." And then the Joker says, "Why?" And the pilot says, "Because Batman's going to stop you." Okay? All right? He says, "You should be terrified." "I'm not." "Why?" "You know, because Batman's going to stop you." And here's what I want to say to you folks. I want to say this. I want to say that in Psalm 46, the psalmist visualizes an awful thing that might happen, okay? He says, you know, "We will not fear though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea." Okay, so he says some bad things can happen, scary things can happen sometimes in the world. But then he says this, he says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." So when Joker says, "Why are you not terrified?" Well, you say, "Because Batman's pretty great. And I have been still and known. I've stopped and thought about what Batman can do, and I'm not scared of you." And that's what we're doing. We're saying, we are still and we know that He's God. We know that we have as our Father a world champion wrestler. So we don't have to be scared of everything that comes along. There are scary things, but yet He is mighty. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. So folks, I want to encourage you, whether you look to beautiful nature to remember the Creator, whether you listen to beautiful music to remember His beauty, and when you open this word to meet Him, I want you to have confidence that we can be still and know that above all things, He is God and He will be exalted. In Jesus' name, amen.